Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Today, we have, this is, in fact, I should tell you, A segment of the You, the Owner's Manual, 1031A, to be specific. We're in our 21st year, and it is about the latest medical news of the week. For instance, is whey protein good for you or not? What's the difference between the isolate, the hydrolysate, and the concentrate? A better way to take blood pressure? Yes. Feeling beat up after your workout? Here's what to eat to reduce inflammation. That's Roizen Rule for Younger You, number 77, as well as the odd omega. The blood pressure one, always blood pressure. To get a normal blood pressure is the Roizen Rule for Younger You, segment number one. Get your blood pressure normal. So we'll cover those and other topics in just a few minutes, but I got to remind you, we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. Go to mypersona.com to get a free online assessment to find out how good your diet is or not. I'm always surprised because I eat a lot of the same foods that my diet is not as good as it should be. Mypersona.com is the address. What else are we going to talk about today other than your blood pressure, whey protein, and what to eat for nutrition? Why getting fit in middle age is great for you, thinking about the long haul. And what two nutrients lower your risk for Parkinson's disease really substantially, as well as is there something in diet that helps you stop prostate cancer. And then we're going to talk about foods that help you prevent stroke, as well as the benefits of oral contraceptives in preventing certain cancers. Let's now get to those stories, and I'm going to start with a better way to take blood pressure. We know you should get a blood pressure below 125 and below 85. That's a really important at preventing brain dysfunction. A lot of stories today are on brain dysfunction, but also heart disease, stroke, kidney failure. But now they found in this study of 4,939 deaths in 53,000 people who've been followed for a number of years, and we're getting these wonderful studies because of the electronic databases now in their 20th and 25th years, that the people whose blood pressure was different between their arms, right and left, you have a 10-point difference, it raises your risk of heart disease by 10%. So if your risk was already 10%, let's say you're a 64-year-old with a high cholesterol and normal blood pressure, but there's a difference between the right and the left arm, and that difference is 20 millimeters of mercury, raises your risk from 10% to 30%. What that means is you really got to be aggressive at finding out the cause. That's because what the difference between the arms reflects is plaque already in your arteries. So each 1 millimeter difference in mercury between the two arms, a 1% increase in your risk of heart disease and stroke. That's our Roizen Rule for a Younger You, number one segment. And why do we make it number one? Because your blood pressure is one of the easiest things to control and most important. Another really important study this week, and the longevity is the next disruptor segment, is staying fit in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Doing that exercise, the 20 minutes three times a week, of cardiovascular exercise lowered the risk of dementia by about 30%. So really important just doing those exercises compared to the couch potato, 30% reduction in dementia. So you may not be as limber, you may not be have the flexibility, but you'll have the brain power to enjoy the rest of your life. Very important, again, an important study on staying fit in your middle age. But as Dr. Iannotti and as the physical trainer Iannetti say, always check with your physician before doing any new program. But staying fit, absolutely important and imperative for your brain. Now, let's look at the next story, which is whey protein good for you? And the answer is it contains immunoglobulins, bovine serum albumin, a lot of good things, and branched-chain amino acids, which some say causes too much growth. Great for if you want to grow your muscles. But so that's why it's in all those protein bars and other supplements. But those actually may make you age faster as you get older. So there's a real controversy in this. You want probably the isolate, which has much less lower in fat and lactose. Lactose is what causes bloating and stomach upset with whey protein. Hydrolysate, H-Y-D-R-O-L-Y-S-A-E-T-E, is the easiest to digest. The infant formula often uses hydrolyzed whey protein, and medical supplements for nutrition are easy because its long protein chain called peptides are pre-broken down, so you don't have the risk in that or of bloating or of stomach problems from lactose, as it doesn't have it. The benefits, again, are, if you will, the wound healing and the muscle building and the weight gain. The risks are the weight gain, extra sugar, and processed ingredients in some of those. So make sure if you add it, you get your own, if you will, hydrolysate and add it to your own coffee or drinks if you want to. Let's now talk about what to do to reduce inflammation after workout. Avocado, almonds, green tea, seaweed, broccoli and broccoli rabi, omega-3 fats, those are the wrong things. Egg whites, also good. Chia seeds, walnuts, and ground flaxseed. Walnuts are my favorite. They have omega-3 as well as great protein. I almost feel like I should open this package of California walnuts right now and start munching on them. But let's finish today's You, the Owner's Manual 1031A segment. Can nutrition lower your risk for Parkinson's? Yes, this is a large study of 44,000 people in Sweden who were followed for 18 years. None had Parkinson's at the start. It turned out vitamins E and C. What do you get them in? Well, the best thing is to get them in food. So, and by the way, the highest group compared to the lowest group, 32%. That's a huge reduction in Parkinson's disease and in the movement disorder. So what do you get them in? Mediterranean-style diet. And in fact, I've got to look it up, but I always, because I don't want to make it, but broccoli has a lot of, we think of broccoli actually as having a lot of calcium, but it actually has a lot of a certain vitamin. Which vitamin? Is it E or C? Yeah, C is broccoli and Brussels sprouts, foods high in mixed tocopherols, including what's classically called vitamin E, spinach, collard greens, pumpkins, and nuts such as almonds and peanuts. So vitamin E, spinach, and vitamin C, broccoli and broccoli rabe, and Brussels sprouts. Those are great choices. Easy way to prevent Parkinson's disease. And yes, those who were taking the Mediterranean diet and had prostate cancer had much lower risk of the prostate cancer progressing to a more advanced state. Go Mediterranean would be the same. And what foods help prevent stroke? It's the same ones. It's Mediterranean. This is a go Mediterranean. And the Parkinson's disease is the longevity is the next disruptor segment. That is broccoli and Brussels sprouts plus pumpkin seeds and maybe peanuts and spinach. All have those combination of C and E to prevent it. I should have said that our whey protein and our feeling beat up after your workout were the odd omega segments, especially because feeling beat up and decreasing inflammation is with DHA omega-3 fats. And I don't know if I said early on that the first story we talked about, which was the one on better way to take blood pressure, is Roizen Rule for a Younger You, number one. Number one is always blood pressure because it is so important and so easy to get under control. And you say, well, I've got high blood pressure. What do I do? Yeah, exercise, diet, stress management, decreasing alcohol. And then if those don't work, there are 150 approved medications for high blood pressure. Any side effect you want, we got a blood pressure medicine. You want increased libido, we got one that does that. You want decreased libido, we got a blood pressure medicine that does that. We did go over the story about prostate cancer and vitamins E and C. Believe it or not, one of the side effects, the bad side effects of the COVID-19 problem has been and continues to be that women who get pregnant have disrupted their exercise regimens and don't do exercise because of the fear of contracting it in a group setting. I guess one of the things we've got to say is exercise at home. They're great 7-minute workouts that are free on the internet. And if you get one of those, it's a great thing because you could do it morning and night, and just 7 minutes morning and night, and you get a great workout that's healthy for your baby. Get fit in middle age. We talked about blood pressure control and getting fit in middle age, whether for blood pressure control or for other things, does improve brain functioning really substantially in this study of 1,600 men. 20 minutes, 3 times a day, 47% less odds of getting dementia as they get older. And our last story is the surprise story of the day. Oral contraceptives are tied to a lower risk for certain cancers. This is well beyond wellness. That is, people who took oral contraceptive always fear the increased risk of breast cancer or fear clotting. You should take or talk to your doctor at least about taking a baby aspirin a day if you don't do extreme sports and take any hormone replacement. But oral contraceptives, so talk to your doc about that. Oral contraceptives decrease the risk of endometrial and uterine cancer and ovarian cancer by about 30%. Amazing. That's a true benefit. And if you add the aspirin a day, you'll decrease your risk of breast cancer and probably 11 other cancers, including colon and esophageal cancer substantially. Those are the top news stories of the week. And again, we did it without mentioning SARS-2 or COVID in the top stories. So those stories are, is whey protein good for you? I told you about the controversy and the point that if you want it, the hydrolysate is probably the way to go. How to take blood pressure and fitness in middle age are our Roizen rule for number one story of getting younger, and longevity is the next disruptor, because controlling your blood pressure keeps your brain in great function. Getting fit in middle age, 20 minutes, three times a week of cardio, lowered blood pressure, and decreased the risk of dementia by about more than 30%. I think it was 47%. And vitamin E and C in foods like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and spinach for the E, and peanuts as well for the E, lowers your risk of Parkinson's disease. And remember, Mediterranean diet substantially lowered the risk of prostate cancer spreading. Those have been the great stories. Again, we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. And if you want to find out how to get extra vitamin E and vitamin C, you can go to mypersona.com, ask to speak to a nutritionist, and I'm sure they'll fix you up with things if you don't feel like you can get it in diet and worry about Parkinson's disease like I do or like many other people do. Mypersona.com will talk to you about what you eat and how it affects your diet. And it's a free online test, so you'll be able to get vitamins and minerals personalized just to you and less expensively. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with another You, the Owner's Manual, again, sponsored by Persona Nutrition, and I hope, again, engineered by the wonderful Caitlin. By the way, you want to turn in to the A segment, and I'm going to mention two of them. One of them is 1027A. That was a wonderful book by a SEAL, Navy SEAL, called Embrace the Suck. That was Brent Gleason. Wonderful book. He gave a great interview. Really, it is. And his email, his website is Taking Point Leadership, takingpointleadership.com. But he gave just a tremendous interview on how you can turn hardship into gaining a lot of joy and success in life. The other one, 1029B, Kane Jitsu Defense. Kane Jitsu Defense by Ted Gordon, about using a cane, a walking cane, if you will, to help defend yourself. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. And thanks, Caitlin, for great engineering.